Gemara says on the top of Daf Lamine Madalf, Vilor Blazer ben Azar de Kamukim Lahai Michartan of Hazog, Lamish and Chaim at Shechel Beis Chartan of Hazog. According to Blaz Mazar, who holds that the Pasuk is teaching me that you're only Chayib if you have two Chartanim and a Zog. So Prata Lomeli and Prata Manali, so how does he know the Prat? So the Gemara says, Sablak of Blazer, the Dash Mid Bereba. He holds like a Blazer that learns the Ribui and the Miat. So the Biskrava here asks Akasha, he says, how could it be? How is it possible to say that Reb Elazar and Azaria holds like Reb Elazar? L'chai, their two shitas don't shtim, they don't fit with each other, because Reb Elazar holds, the Gemara says earlier, that you're chayiv even for the alin and the lulavim. In other words, anything that you eat from the geffen tree, you're chayiv for. Now, if you're chayiv even from the alin lulavim, then kal b'chayim, you're going to be chayiv for eating the zogan, even having one zog or one chartzan, you're going to be chayiv as well. It's like gara, it's no worse than the alin and lulavim. And but that can't be, because Lezer ben Azariah holds the only chayiv bedafka if you have two chartzanim and a zog. So if it exists because of the only chayiv and two chartzanim and a zog, it can't be the whole tzak of Lezer that you're chayiv for everything, because if you're chayiv for the lulavim and olim, kal b'chayim, you should be chayiv for just eating a one zog and one chartzan. So l'chayim and obey, these two shitas don't stem. So how could you say that Lezer ben Azariah holds like a Lezer? And the Biskrav says that, says a chiddush in understanding the shita of Lezer ben Azariah. What's the machlekes, the chachamim and Lezer ben Azariah, whether you're chayiv on shnei chartzanim v'zog or not? So he says that, according to the chachamim, who hold that, they hold that the chiyuv of chartzan and zog is no different than the chiyuv of any part of the anav. It's just like eating the regular grape. And the male, the shiyuv is v'kazayis, you have to have v'kazayis of it in order to be chayiv. But Lezer ben Azariah holds that there's this chadush over here, that the Torah is saying there's exas akasev that you're chayiv for eating a shnei chartzanim and a zog, because that is the chavtza of a grape, that is the berry of a grape, and if you eat that shear of shnei chartzanim and a zog, you're chayiv midin berry, even though you don't have a kazayis, even though normally you need a kazayis, but over here if you eat that amount, that itself has a chshivis, that's called a berry, and you're chayiv even if it's less than a kazayis. That's the chiddush of shnei chartzanim and a zog. But if you eat a full kazayis, and avada or blazer mazara doesn't hold, you need to have Bedafka shnei chartzanim v'zog. You could even have just chartzanim. You have a kazayis of chartzanim. About you're going to be chayiv. But his chiddush is that if you want to eat less than a kazayis, you want to be chayiv. Midin beria, the beria is only chal if it's shnei chartzanim v'zog. I mean, Meila zok b'skav. It's not sure how we could hold like a blazer. And a blazer says you chayiv for olin and lovin. That's if you eat a kazayis of them. And who would then if you eat a kazayis of chartzanim, you also be chayiv. But to be chayiv midin beria, even less than a kazayis, then for that you need bedafka shnei chartzanim v'zog. And that's what Blaz Bazar means by that din. But if you eat a full kazayas of Avada, he's masking that even chatzanim alone, a full kazayas of chatzanim, you would be chayiv. It comes out of Chiddushim here that you would be chayiv for eating a full kazayas of chatzanim, even though that's not the pashto of some levels of Azaria. And there might be rice not like that, but that is lechayiv what's mavur from this kasha, that the whole Chiddush of Blaz Bazar is really a kula, that you're chayiv even less than kazayas midin beria. But if you're eating the full kazayas, then you're chayiv even for chatzanim alone without the zogin.